Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to AMC Press and Co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant! We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliate of Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. View discretion is advised.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Allison. Rutherford is here.
Yes, I am alive and I am here.
I am here.
So,
and we are live.
And Johnny should be along shortly.
Along in a few minutes. Well, we will wait for him. And we hope that everyone here, since it's going to be Valentine's Day on Friday.
Yes, Friday.
You know. You know,
all right.
It is one thing because it's almost Friday, and you know what that means every this time of February, right? That we take off to celebrate Valentine's Day, and
amongst
other things,
all right.
So, this
which
is our national week, which is only fair,
especially when it's also President's Day coming up too. So,
true, and it is President's Day.
So
we think we have we take the long weekend. We take the long weekend.
We'll be back.
And we'll be back on
Wednesday, because of giving
right,
you a little
Wednesday.
Bit of encore presentation, which is always fun.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing left now is to do the show, except
right.
We don't have the show. Where's the show? Well, we can't do it without a sound man. I don't know where our sound man is, but anyway.
Yeah, but he'll be along. Like, you're tardy at times.
Well, I'm not tardy, but there's a difference. Anyway.
it's called sometimes being tardy or not. It's called being fashionably late. That's the word.
Fashionably late.
Hey, yeah, yeah. Everyone is, like, for parties or... And I just heard that Blog Talk is having tougher technical difficulties, which is not lovely, not so much.
Which is not good. So then let's carry on anyway. Welcome to AC Press
and Go. And Johnny's here! Yay!
So then I can rewind. Welcome to AMC Press and Co. This episode is sponsored by the Class of Teenagers that found glory via social media. We'll get into this later. Cuffed and tied, one of them was, or was it Yoda? If it was Yoda, then it would sound like the Class of Teenagers found glory via social media. Cuffed and tied, one bonded to a fence while the other played Scrabble blindfolded, the other was. Well, let's see. Where can you find us? You can find us at itsmyo.com/AMCPress and shop for our Zazzle. We have plenty of stuff for you. Keyword AMCPress pop-up shop. Our Twitter handles are AMCPress31 and AMCPressNews. And now into the show. Well, the EEOC says that there's no more disability discrimination. We beg to differ.
Right.
I mean, then
what does this mean for those who are searching for jobs and have disability? Oh, wait, they're not. Yeah, we're not working. Which is a major thing.
It is funny because they're saying employment is on the rise for disability, but exactly where are we going to find it? You know, every job
on the moon, on the moon and the stars,
maybe in the stars, but you know, the EEOC. Just because it received fewer complaints does not mean that they're actually
correct in this matter.
Correct, exactly. Though a government shutdown may have played a role in driving down complaints.
Yeah. Maybe people are pissed, are not saying anything because there's no places. Maybe they're down because people are, because high employment rates, so if there's no high, if there was no high employment rate, low unemployment rate would mean everyone's working. Wouldn't that also equal that job discrimination, disability discrimination would be down? Or maybe there's things that goes on with employers that are make people uncomfortable, especially when there could be classifications of people with disabilities, which is not the case.
Definitely not the case. I think not the case.
I just think it's very sad, for one thing. Right? Oh, yeah.
I mean...
it's down. And whose universe are you talking about? Yes, it may be down, but there has to be a reason behind it.
Exactly.
It's not a thing of going, oh, yes, it's down. People aren't working. Guess what? It's down because people aren't working.
Oh, wait a second. If it's down, hire more people.
Hey, that's a novel idea.
You know?
It's kind of going, So it's down. How would it be down? How? So?
Exactly. You know, but yet it is funny because they're like, oh, we don't discriminate.
Sure about that? Really sure about that?
Well, if we're sure about that, you know what I mean? Then if we're that sure about that,
right,
then why aren't we getting hired for anything?
Right.
Now, what in the world are you doing? You know what I mean? What in the world are you doing? You say that you don't have you won't disrespect and whatever, but the second that we mention we have a disability, oh, our job goes out the window.
Right.
You know? Like, for example, you know, anything that you would say regarding, you know, the fact that I want to work in the entertainment industry, but I can't show that I have a disability because otherwise I won't get hired. It's bullshit.
It's called... That's called being downright wrong. It's called equal opportunities.
Yes, but if...
It's kind of sad.
Well, yeah, but if only there was... If there wasn't any discrimination, maybe the world would be a better place. But then,
all right,
the world would be an awful place. You know why? Because then then it would be, very interesting. You go into stuff like, Any job, right? Any actual job that takes training, right? And you hand them the resume.
Right.
And you say, oh, we're different. How are we different?
Right. When we see one to what disabilities can see themselves as for who they are, people could go and go, oh, no, they're not. Or
exactly.
Making, or trying to say, oh, they won't work. Oh, they're lazy. And
no, we're not lazy.
People with disabilities actually work a hell of a lot harder.
Yeah, we run miles around people. We run miles around people. But the funnier part is just how much we make people like our parents look lazy as hell.
It's like, wait, you're doing blank. You're not supposed to be doing blank. What about everyone has everyone has a right. Everyone does. There's always something that people may not like about others, but it's never the best. It's called, yes, people with disabilities are people who are different. It makes them who they are, not anything else.
Right.
It's called looking at it and going, okay, you could actually do so much that you could do. And go, okay, you could get through so much and be not only looked at as being respected, but when once that respect goes out the window, guess what? It's out that window. It's called you have to be able to bring back that trust, or you have to bring back. There's always a way of going, no, we see there's a way of going, people have. Yes, people may not see different abilities, which is all fine and dandy. But when it comes to the job workforce, people don't want to invest with people with disabilities, which is horrible. Which is darn right.
They don't want to associate with that, you know.
Right.
It used to be this kind of thing. Oh, Steve, you work in copying.
Yes, I work in copying.
It's the
Steve.
I'm going to.
Yes.
Can you copy
position.
Several? Right. Can you copy several of these? And there are four of them.
They're all fucking nerd tech.
Never the best.
No, I think that you're competent to be mean. No, you don't.
You don't think you're a competent human being, because otherwise you'd treat us as that.
Johnny, what's your thought?
What are your thoughts?
Oh, I'm okay.
Well, no,
that's
I mean about
this. That's always good to know. Very good to know. Not that thing.
Anyways.
what do you think?
I'd say probably better have someone who's like disabled and someone who don't give a crap.
Yeah.
What? I'm sure that everyone here has applied for quite a bit of jobs in our lives and has struggled.
Oh, yeah.
That's one thing.
I mean, I've struggled at every job that I've ever gotten, you know. And it doesn't get any easier.
I agree. It's not easy. And I don't like how I'm constantly going, why isn't there more being done to actually help people versus going,
exactly.
Oh, no, you're not getting, oh, no, you can't, no, you don't qualify. Oh, no, you're underqualified.
Oh, no. Then they make up excuses. Why?
It's called, oh, no, you don't have much experience. I'm going, me, I'm going, and it's talking in my phone. It's called I'm Talking on the Phone. Isn't it called voting?
Exactly. You know,
on the job training for whom?
Exactly.
Right.
Don't you have a bad training video from like the 1990s somewhere laying around?
Wait, they're too afraid to train people because they just want, because they feel that they could play, or they're trying to play God. Go, no, that person can't get a job. Oh, no. No, of course, they're saying, you can't get a job. Why can't you get a job? Well, by whose standards, first of all?
By whose standards can I get a job? Well, we urge people with disabilities to go to, college. Right, so, let us get this straight. Let's get this straight. Okay. So, we're urging people to go to college, right? But then we're not going to hire them.
That's called fucked up.
That's called absolute bollocks.
Oh, we're
not going to hire you. Why?
Doesn't really matter. So you're wanting to not hire us because of we're different? What?
We're good. We're not going to hire you.
Oh, I'm here back.
Well, then, if we're not going to hire you, then what in the world are we doing?
Right, it's going, are you sure? Isn't there something that can be done? Maybe? Possibly?
Yeah. Like, give us a job, because we're actually more important and more intelligent than you.
That works a lot better.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree.
That's good.
You go on.
You know, that's the thing, right?
Right.
Oh.
I think we should move on.
Let's move on.
Shall we?
Yeah.
Let's move on. Moving on. Let's see.
Go ahead.
Yes.
Go ahead. Yes, you go ahead, I'm saying.
Did you just say redhead?
Redhead. I said,
yes,
I said
redhead.
Hood.
I swear
move
you
on.
Said redhead.
No.
Yes. Anyway, no. Right.
No.
Yes. Hello, I'm Wendy. Let's see. Red Hood. Let's see. Yes, that's my name. There is a girl who's going to walk, who's first model.
No,
first model dance.
No.
Uh-oh.
So, no. I'm losing it tonight.
Right. We skipped the most important one. Yeah, it's called Oopsie. Sorry, that's 11. Right. The school in PA got a surprise when a 50 Shades of Grey assignment was handed out to students. That included leather cuffs, submissive.
Quit playing with your dinghy.
You wouldn't want to tell that to PG James. Spanking, submissive, leather cuffs, and bondage. And more words as well. They said it was a misnomer. I think somebody was having fun. You know?
Oh, my.
I think somebody was having fun.
Yeah.
A lot of fun. You know? A lot of fun, in a way.
Were the students end up getting a rather nice surprise, or interesting surprise?
Yeah, like the teacher really being naughty, going, I want to spank you. Oh, I have it in the supply closet. You know, kind of thing.
Or let's play Scrabble for a bit. Interesting.
You better not call color me bad.
Color me bad.
Yeah. Or is
it? I want to say.
Or is it called?
Yeah,
like,
that's all.
It's.
I
don't.
That's all from the 90s, like.
I don't know, but I'm sure those parents that saw must have thought, interesting thing. This is not what we sent our kids to.
Yeah, you know, then there's the male fantasy of, wow, she really did it. She really did it. She really... Whoops.
Oh, no. Uh-oh.
You know, kind of thing.
Don't scare me, like...
Right.
Yet, the funniest thing about it is also the other fact that we have the kind of thing where these teenagers weren't expecting it, and then they got an eyeful.
Yeah.
They went, smut. The first time we actually had smut. Oh my god, holy smut.
It's like Baylor.
You know.
I bet some were like, alright.
Oh yeah.
Couple of giggles, you know. Because you know how, you know, like, kids are these days, like, their minds are in the gutters.
I mean, all the monitoring the senses, which is pretty fun. You know.
Boy, they get an iPhone in school.
I mean, you know, or they can translate into the history lesson, which would be pretty funny.
So George Washington crossed the Delaware River in cuffs.
Yeah, cuffs.
Being led by a mistress. Being led by a mistress who was constantly spiking the boat to go.
Brilliant! Not so much.
Oh, come on. You wouldn't be like, oh, I'm sucking a lollipop in George.
How about no? Don't think so. Sorry.
Shut up.
Come on. Come on.
Would you do something of Christian Grey style if you had anyone?
Just saying. Does it depend on the person? What?
Depends on the person. Okay. I see.
I mean, depends on the person. Because
makes
they
sense.
Actually might like it too. Right? You know, it is kind of funny because there is a documentary about 50 Shades of Grey, and nobody in the world would admit it, but nurses and crap like that. If you go on and it says 50 Shades of Grey documentary on YouTube, you would be able to actually find shit out that no judge will willingly admit, oh yes, I do BDSM in my chambers. Or I swear people in. Oh wait, did I just say that? You know.
I'm sure that would come in handy or not. Depending on who it is.
But it is funny in the fact that when you go, oh yeah, yes, yes.
I hope you're not trying to come out on here.
No. I'm not trying to come out. Shut up. I'm not trying to come out anyway, but it is true. They won't admit that they are wrong. You know what I mean?
All right.
And it's not wrong. It's all right or whatever.
Or not.
Enough. You know?
Right, right. Makes sense.
And that's the funny part.
No. That tends to be. But I guess we have to move on as well. We're never going down.
But yet the
get done with
thing,
the show.
Yeah, right. The other funniest thing about it is that these students in this high school don't know exactly what they're getting into yet. The only thing funnier is the only thing funnier is the principal saying it was a mistake.
It's a mistake. Sure about that.
Like, I was like,
are you
oh,
sure?
Like,
are you sure you don't want people in,
It's like, mommy. It's like the kid. If they're,
it's like,
it's
mommy,
like, mom.
Do you have K and Y? Sorry, Charlotte. It's like, kind of thing.
Are going,
you know?
Or is the person hot? Or could be the person like,
oh, no, the
oh,
best
God.
One would be. The best one would be the parents not knowing.
Or them coming across the KY. Oh, I
not. What?
That's fun. Child coming across the same lot. Really?
Oh,
they
yeah.
Which means, if I I can only imagine those people.
Yeah, the child coming across the same lot going, what is this Christy Luby? I mean, what is this crystalline substance? Mom? Mommy? Yes, dearest? What is this? You know? Did you have an orgasm?
Shush up.
But yet,
oh,
it's not such a bad thing. Oh, come on, don't tell me that you haven't anything. I mean,
George,
you know, you haven't had
up tonight.
But yet. Yeah, it did happen to me once. I mean, like, I got into an argument with my mum, and I accidentally found her in my journey. You know, which she still didn't know. And it was
actually funny, because I said at the time,
you know.
Yes. Redhead?
Uh-oh.
Oh, God. He's dropped out. Oh, no.
It's like Redhead.
Yes. I'm here. Yes. I mean,
quit playing with your dinghy.
Stop it. That's getting old.
Have you tried forcing an unexpected reboot?
Yes, I am.
having an unexpected brain fall. So the thing was, it came out in an argument that I actually had traipsed across it, and yeah. It's been kind of interesting to look at her face. It's just like, you've been looking at my stuff. And I said, I myself will go, think, okay, interesting. And interesting thing to look at. Interesting thing to look at, just, I wish there were, like, I so wish that I had a picture of the leather cuffs inside the cave life. I mean, you know.
That would have been interesting.
Yeah, it would have been that I was totally right about their marriage.
But, I'm sure that would have made you feel very good.
Very good in some ways, yeah. Others,
or it's a thing of going, I don't want to know, for the simple fact.
I don't want to know because then there's a possible
right. I gotcha.
There is a possibility, you know, that the scent of your vagina isn't that up to it.
But doesn't every kid not want to know what their parents are doing? Unless they would like to see. Unless they like that sort of thing, which I don't know. I'm not a fan.
Yeah, I mean, it is quite funny when you think about it. You know, it is quite funny.
It's quite funny. Does it need to be put out there?
No. But the best thing would be, when we were all teenagers, or they were teenagers, I am the warrior. You're the princess. Oh, save me. Oh, save me. Save me usually meant code word for fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me, Hannah. But yet the only thing about it is, you could have the spy version of this. And that would be very funny.
Oh, God.
Indeed.
Bad.
The spy
it's so
version.
Bad. It's so
no,
bad.
The funniest, going... No, no, no. The funniest thing of the spy version. But in the background would have James Bond music. Kind of thing.
Right.
But then there would be no villain.
Right. It would just be that. It would just be whomever was involved during that time. That's just my observation. Which I'd rather not think about.
Well, what's your observation on it then?
Something I should not, that I don't want to know about.
True. But anyway, right. So, the rest of the show, where has it gone? Oh, crap. Let's see.
Yeah.
Can you take me to Santa Claus? And...
Or how about Johnny does?
Where are we tonight? I don't know.
God, it's the last show of the night. But whatever. As Cinderella would say, whatever.
What are you going to do, the Fashion Week or the 15 Nerdy Valentine's Day cards?
Nerdy Valentine's Day cards. That one is better.
Let's bring the theme going, yes.
Yeah. 15,
nerdy Valentine's Day for adorkable couples.
Which is
just
amazing.
Just Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Plus,
like,
yeah.
Like, oh, like, it makes you go, oh, crap, it's Valentine's Day.
All of a sudden you go, oh shit, if you're single,
like, oh crap, it's Valentine's Day.
Or you could always look on Etsy and go, okay, I'm not missing out on money. Get to view Valentine's Day cards. That could be pretty awesome. Or very awesome.
You know. It is kind of funny when you go, oh, wait a second. So, but it is kind of funny when the geek goes, oh my god, it's on Valentine's Day, I'm going to love it. Kind of thing.
True, but there's always something for everyone.
Yes, but then the geeks go down to the geek den and they go, oh my god, I'm going to fuck tonight. Oh, you look cute.
Yeah, and that's called assuming. How about you don't assume?
You don't have to do anything.
I'm not assuming.
You make an ass out
of me. I mean, that's what they do. That's what they do.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, Allison, are you telling me that the adorable couples actually get more sex than normal people?
Yes, and do you really? And that's kind of so bad. Not if you're wanting to cause to have people signing off on our Facebooks and other media outlets. I would think not.
It's very being an ad on Valentine's Day.
Very true.
Okay, fine.
Because then that just makes things interesting. And not in the best way either.
No.
But if people want that, then that's them. I know. I'm aware.
You know, that's them.
I know that.
You know.
Yes, I know. Does it mean that assumptions are made? No. Does it mean that you actually hear what's going on? Yes.
Yes. Exactly. Do you hear every? Oh, Thomas. Oh, Lauren. Oh, Thomas. Oh, Lauren. Oh, Lauren. Thomas. Oh, Mr. Braithwaite. Sorry, what? Kind of thing.
Or not.
You know, but,
preferably,
you know, it is.
Depending on who it is. And if they're...
Depending on who it is.
People are,
yeah.
True.
And if people are together, that just makes cat fight waiting to happen.
Yeah, but if there is...
Oh, so do you like your cat fights? Is that what you're trying to say?
No. I'm not trying to say that. I mean, what I am trying to say is...
Be more... It's called be clear.
I am trying to be clear. You know I'm misunderstood.
Yet, it is kind of fun because 16 years ago, you know... Being a geek was probably an insult. But geekery is cool.
And they,
you can't deny that.
Yeah, true.
Of course I can't deny that.
You know, kind of thing. But, you know, that, with that, that is a Valentine's Day / Presents Week episode.
Yes. We're going to try to get it right on Wednesday. I mean, seriously, we're going to try to get it right.
However, we, all of us here at AMC Press, wish everyone a happy Valentine's Day and a happy Presents Day weekend. And if you're not in the U.S., it's a standard day. You know, but all around the world on Valentine's Day.
I wouldn't know if Valentine's Day would be your...
It's a worldwide thing, so don't worry. There'll be lovers everywhere.
Yeah. There's somebody out there for you.
There's somebody out there for you, and if there isn't, well, find one. Find somebody. This episode was produced on...
Or love is... Or love is around you, no matter if you have someone or not. Let's make
yeah.
that clear.
Definitely.
Where's the deal? You need is love. Love is all you need.
Love is all you need. Love is confusing, but love is all you need. This episode was produced by AMC Press & Co. Our sound wizard is Johnny Dubell. Our drivers are Gray Hugh and Eve Winky Wiggles. Our intern is Valentarian Blink. Her intern is D-Wimp. D-Wimp's intern is D-Spank. D-Spank's intern is Denied. And Denied's assistant is Cuffed. Cuffed's assistant is 50 Shades of Crossword. And Black and Blue's assistant is... Oh, Crossword's assistant is Black and Blue. And Black and Blue's assistant is Dumb. However, we aren't. And we wish you a happy Valentine's Day again. Our show is produced by Speaking the Microphone. And this concludes our show for tonight and this week. And with that, tune in next week for more satire, same satire place, and same satire channel. And podcast from all us, all of you.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Bye.
Bye.